Delve into the big thing. I want to list the symptoms of fascism, right? This is academically sourced. I didn't just like pull this out of my ass, right? Okay. First, powerful, often exclusionary, populist nationalism centered on cult of a redemptive or infallible. So you can say check mark if that's already happening.
That's a check mark.
Okay, check mark there. Of a leader who never admits mistakes, right?
We all know that.
Yeah.
check.
Political power derived from questioning reality, endorsing myth and rage, and promoting lies.
Check.
Okay. Fixation with perceived national decline, humiliation, or victimhood.
Check.
White replacement theory.
Make it great again. White replacement theory used to show that democratic ideas of freedom and equality are a threat. Check.
Okay. Oppose any initiatives or institutions that are racially, ethnically, or religiously harmonious.
Super check. We are deep in that moment right
Disdain
now.
Disdain for human rights while seeking purity and cleansing for those they define as part of the nation.
Please see American Eagle ad talking about jeans. Check.
Okay. Identification of enemies, scapegoats as a unifying cause, imprison and or murder opposition and minority group leaders.
Super check.
Supremacy of the military and embrace of paramilitarism in an uneasy but effective collaboration with traditional elites.
Super check. Sending National Guards everywhere.
Yep. Rampant sexism.
God, that's always been a thing, but yes, check.
Control of mass media and undermining truth.
Woo! Yep, Trump is actively trying to take away media, promote the media that he wants. Check.
Okay. Obsession with national security, crime and punishment, and fostering a sense of the nation under attack.
Ooh, very, very, again, see National Guards being sent. Check.
Religion and government are intertwined.
Ugh. I, again, should not be a thing, but constantly is a thing, especially underneath this. Check.
Corporate power is protected and labor power is suppressed.
Deeply.
Check. Disdain for intellectuals and the arts not aligned with the fascist narrative.
Check.
Rampant cronyism and corruption. Loyalty to the leader is paramount and often more important than competence.
Yeah. Deep check.
Fraudulent elections and creation of a one-party state.
Actively being done, check.
Often seeking to expand territory through armed conflict.
Yeah, let's make Canada our 51st state. Check.
Great. So, we had a very explicit thing that falls under that fascism, and specifically when it comes to basically controlling the media with fucking Jimmy Kimmel. So, last week, ABC suspended Jimmy Kimmel's nighttime show indefinitely. Obviously, they're going to bring it back now. But this is just weeks after CBS announced a cancellation of Stephen Colbert's show. Both were tied to complaints from President Trump and his appointee, Chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, Brendan Carr. These talk show hosts did not do anything weird. They didn't say anything about like national security secrets or advocate violence or like extremely racist or fascist ideas.
They made a joke.
They made jokes, right? And so everything that they said is under the broad protections of the First Amendment's guarantee that the government cannot interfere with the freedom of speech, right? So Colbert, in traditional nighttime host for more than 50 years, made jokes about the president, and Kimmel responded to the murder of Chuck. And he said this exactly. This is what he said. Quote, "We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang, desperately trying to characterize the kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. In between the finger pointing, there was some grieving. On Friday, the White House flew the flags at half staff, which got some criticism. But on a human level, you can see how hard the president is taking this." That is exactly what he said, right? Chairman Carr then appeared on a podcast and said the following, quote, "We can do this the easy way or the hard way. These companies can find ways to change conduct and take action, frankly, on Kimmel, or there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead." Now, he has now said he intends to look into other programs like The View, a show which has, since the first episode, been very careful to include a balance of political perspectives. If you haven't seen The View, there's like six women, I don't know. There's enough women on there with a decent balance, right? I'd almost say like it's odd that they're good enough at choosing hosts that are like left and like medium right-ish and like everyone in between, right? So it's like, why target them?
Yeah, they're actually, The View is very balanced.
Yeah, it's pretty balanced, right? But this canceling of Jimmy Kimmel was huge. Yeah. Like, Disney lost a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
They lost 1.7 million paid subscribers in the week after suspending him. And I don't know if they're going to come back. right?
I feel like a lot of people are not.
And I mean, this includes subscriptions to Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN, and this marked a 436% increase over the usual churn rate. So I mean, it's absolutely astronomical what that kind of obvious silencing of a comedian over a non-inflammatory joke did.
And just to be very clear, this is a actual case of violating free speech.
Yeah.
So in free speech, again, because we've talked about this, does not mean you are free to, you are free from consequences from your peers.
Right.
Right. It means that you are free to say what you want to say without the government directly persecuting you or taking away any of your liberties or right to make money or interfering in your life.
Exactly.
So the fact that you have the presidency and people in power who are appointed by the president putting pressure on privately owned shows to drop shows for saying things they don't like.
Right.
It's not anything that's a threat to national security.
Right.
It's not a threat to anyone's different.
Absolutely.
Life. They made a joke.
Yeah.
In which the words that were said, nothing in there was really inflammatory.
No.
The most inflammatory thing was that they ended Kimmel ended this and showed a video that had a interview happening outside of the White House where a news reporter asked Trump about the death, and then Trump just quickly moved on.
Yeah,
like it just wasn't an elongated mourning period.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
That is,
never mind that nigga's AI video, which is hilarious. My God.
Yo, y'all doing some incredible things with AI videos. Yeah. You know, I go back and forth about AI for this purpose. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
So like this is a actual case of taking away of free speech. I, as someone who works sort of adjacent to government, we had a long talk about our social media accounts after this.
Yeah.
I had a friend who works in government who got an email saying that their emails are about to be monitored.
Yep.
This is what fascism looks like.
Yeah.
And the scariest thing about fascism is that out of fear, you will give up your rights before they ever take them from you.
Yeah.
So the fact that I did have to have, we had a conversation at my job, the fact that my friend received messages from her job telling them that we're monitoring, that was not something that was dictated by the government, but because of fear, people are starting to censor.
Yeah.
Right? That's fascism. That's how that works, and that's how it works quickly.
Yep.
And so yes, it is important to be very, very upset about Jimmy Kimmel right now. Yeah. We can all see
like, him. I don't even watch that again. I think it's kind of lame.
But
the point is that I hate to say it, but if this stupid administration was smart enough, they just wouldn't. They would have talked to the FCC and shit behind their backs, and then Jimmy would have just got fired, right? Then they're like, oh well, what happened? I don't know. Jimmy just lost his job. Yeah. That's not what happened.
No.
Like, they're very explicitly saying, we're going to interfere and we want you gone, which is crazy.
Yeah. They want that intimidation.
No, they want factor. They want to prove that they can do it.
Yeah.
You know, which is really, really fucked up. So. Mm-hmm. It's wild, man. I mean, it is a symptom of fascism, which, as it continues to increase, just is bizarre. I mean, not bizarre, but it's just fucking sad.
It's depressing.
Another thing that happened today, which was fucking horrible, and this is another fascism, like a fascist symptom, which could fall under disdain for human rights or cleansing or however you'd want to put that, scapegoating. But Trump announced today that he will shut down U.S. government unless Democrats agree to ban all trans health care. So there's a bill going on right now, and in it, there's a lot of craziness about trans health care, and it's kept kept Congress at standstill over the past like few days because Democrats just are not, they just aren't going to vote for it. And unless the agreement is reached by midnight on Wednesday, sections of the government will be unable to function. So Trump posted on Truth earlier this month about this, demanding that the Democrats support provisions in a appropriations bill, which would ban federal funding for any hospital or medical facility that provided gender-affirming care, including HRT, hormone replacement therapy, to a patient of any age.
Crazy.
This is not about the kids.
Crazy.
This is any age.
Crazy.
I want to emphasize, this is not, they're not like, oh, you know, the six-year-old, because that's always, that's how it starts, right? But now this is a, I don't want anyone. You could be 80 years old and you can't do this.
That's crazy.
So, if passed, the president basically said that federal funding, or any medical facility that provides gender-affirming care, like, they would obviously not have any of those fundings. And as well, if passed, the law would prohibit trans surgeries, would strip health insurance, Medicaid coverage from transgender people, and ban pride flags from public buildings such as schools and universities.
Crazy.
There's everything in there.
It's fucking crazy.
Wild. Terrifying. So, yeah. Like, this, like I said, all y'all, this is a fucking dog whistle. Y'all's concerned about the kids. That's not what this is about. If a 30-year-old woman wants to, you know, or a 30-year-old person wants to be their true selves, why the fuck are we not letting them? Like, this is fucking crazy.
This is pointing back identification of enemies, scapegoats mm-hmm. as a unifying cause, imprison yep. or murder opposition and minority group yep. leaders. The trans community is incredibly under attack.
Yes.
Right now, and have been since this administration, and honestly since before then, but it has incredibly ramped up yeah. in this time, as they are being used as a scapegoat to deepen fascism, which yeah. is crazy.
Yeah.
That is, I cannot, the how painful that is.
Horrible.
I mean, I'm queer, but I'm not trans identifying, and I'm deeply hurt by this.
Yes.
The pain
yeah.
that must be weighing.
It's just really scary,
right,
dude.
Now.
It's really scary.
It's stripping of agency.
Yeah.
It's saying that you
It doesn't matter how old you are, 18, 19, whatever.
No.
Now you can go serve our country and die.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah.
But you can't
you can't express who you
your
really
hormones
are.
That you need.
You're not gonna be able to express who you really are. You can't be who you are. Being who you are is not going to be not going to be safe.
Nope.
It's not going to be protected. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be honored.
Nope.
It is going to be persecuted, and it's really fucking scary.
Yeah.
You know, if they can strip rights from any group
from
of people
that.
Here, please do not think that your special identity is going to be protected.
Oh, yeah.
It will not.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like, after this comes the rest of the LGBTQ plus folks.
Yeah.
I'm trying to probably take away PrEP or some bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, and then what? Black people. And then women. Yeah. I mean, women is, you know, women are constantly under attack. But this is
constantly on the table here.
Yeah. 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 So, very hurtful, very upsetting. I just wanted to alert people. I mean, this is just, again, another symptom of fascism. So,
yeah, because you're seeing things going around talking about a government shutdown, which, you know, has happened before.
Yeah.
But I don't see enough people in that narrative acknowledging what is the reason for
what's
the
happening.
Government shutdown.
Exactly.
It's not some sort of spending
yeah.
or crazy costs or some outlandish policy that people, like, this is actually a human rights issue
yeah.
that is, like, being that a human rights that is trying to be eradicated in this moment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it is concerning. You know, please check on your trans friends. They might have got this news today. It is scary.
Yeah.
And you just have to be supportive. We have to just figure out how to keep going, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it fucking sucks. Like, I just can't. You know, I am just exhausted with this. It
yeah.
is. And you know, big reminder to all of this that, like, the Epstein files have yet to be released. And I think that, like, all this bullshit news is, like, another way of, like, taking away that shit.
Yeah.
Moving away from this. You know, moving away from that sort of news, you know? Like, yeah, let's just go ahead and announce this today. Trying to distract you on top of Chuck's death. Like, it's like there's... And never mind... That, like, there's all sorts of deregulations of things that are happening mm-hmm. that you just also can't keep up with.
Yeah.
That's what fascist governments do. They just are constantly, like, doing shit in the background and then giving you the big news so that you're distracted and worried about it. Meanwhile, they just said, actually, we're just going to stop testing meat for worms. So, you know, good luck. You know? Like, real shit. So, anyways, just be, you know, just be safe out there, guys.
Be vigilant.
Be vigilant and provide support and love for people that need it.
Take
right
care
now.
Of each other.
Take your time. Take your time, man. Take your time.
Collect citizenships from different countries like Pokemon cards. I'm so serious.
No, for real. That's real shit.
So serious.
That is real
friends
shit.
Out there who have citizenship in different countries. Hit your girl up.
Yep.
Let's just want to get married. Yeah. Meet me at the altar, long white dress. We ain't getting no younger. Seriously though,
no, real shit.
Collect those citizenships like Infinity Stones, yeah. Because like I know I have a lot of people in my community who are like, we gonna fight this out to the bitter end. Not your girl.
Yeah. Yep.
I feel like my ancestors have done enough.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my parents have done enough. I feel like my mental health is at its capacity.
Yep.
And if I need to get up and go, baby,
yeah.
I will get up and go like my great grandparents did from the South to get here. Like I will be a migrant. And I will start it over somewhere else, because you ain't never too old to start over.
Absolutely.
Mm-mm. But everyone be safe out there.
Yeah. So we're going to take a moment, get into some more music, and we will be back.
Be black.
Be back in black. What are we going to play first?
Well, first of all, hold on a second, because what's happening here?
Your mama?
You know, one day, you're going to meet that lady.
I already met that lady.
You'll meet that lady again underneath this. What is happening here? So do you entertain the people while I figure out?
Apparently, my co-host does not know how to play music.
Hi.
hey.
What's going on?
Oh, we're doing a radio show. Okay, so we have some random fans coming in. Okay,
come
so
on in.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
I'm Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
I work at the 4-Star Movie Theater.
Oh, hell yeah.
I have a friend from France who's playing music.
Oh, what's up, dude? I'm D Fantastic, and that's Queen.
Hi.
We're the DJs of this radio show every Monday. It's called Black on Black on Black. It's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and it's fun shit. So like, typically we get together and just like talk about like the news and what's going on, while also playing dope ass music by either black people or just also great music in general. So yeah, we're just talking about bullshit, you know.
Talking about
the rise of fascism.
Yeah.
As you should.
Yeah. You know, punch Nazis, all that. So yeah. But yeah, this is our thing. We love it. We like keeping the door open. So we also like people just like randomly coming
this.
In.
I think it's a really cool vibe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing. Just keep the door open and
right?
See who comes in.
Yeah. And thank you. We also do occasionally we'll do like in person shows, like mm-hmm. live shows. So like we like have people come in and we do like interactivity, which is fun. Our audience really likes it because they like to like hear people like laugh and like freak out. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Totally. What are some of the shows that you've been most excited about on your show?
Oh, great question.
Oh, like, what are some of the highlights of this year? You're like, that was an insane.
Oh.
We had a live show where we put out a Google form, and it was called Ask a Black Person.
Yes. Yeah. And that was so much fun.
What were the questions y'all
asked? Oh, man.
We had someone ask, why do black people season their eggs so much?
And I was like, actually, this is a good question, and I think we need to take a step back. It's too much.
No. I feel like someone was hurt,
How do y'all season y'all's eggs? I'm Tejano, I put hot sauce and pico de gallo.
It's good.
I think that's great, but also, like, you don't need fucking lemon pepper on it. That's too much, y'all. It's too much. That's too much.
But sometimes you never put like a little bit of lemon on your food, and it's
yes, on my food. Like, I'm not putting lemon pepper seasoning on my eggs.
You tripping? You're just not
trying. Lemon on your egg?
I would do that.
Yeah,
I would do that.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that. Yeah. I'm just I cannot have. Fucking! I can't be tasting wings while I'm eating my eggs. I need to just—that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like that's too much. It's too much. It's too much. It's too much. So
I think you got to experiment. You got to take some chances.
I love that experiment with food. Yeah.
Experimenting is great.
Absolutely.
I'm saying I've done this and I hated it. Is what I'm saying. I I've learned from my mistakes.
So you've had your own exploration.
I've had my own exploration. I was like, oh, lemon pepper is not great on eggs. That's no.
That is fair.
Lowry's seasoning and cracked like black pepper and like a little bit of paprika. That's all you need.
Yeah, or some cayenne.
Cayenne.
Would you all try the fugu puffer fish, the poison fish, if you had the opportunity?
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
I've eaten a lot of like crazy shit. Yeah. I actually ate something really weird.
Dee's also from Texas and has tried every critter.
Where are you from?
Shut the fuck. You're from Houston?
Yeah, second ward.
Where? What the hell? I'm from Mo City. Yes! Zero, baby, let's go! Right. Oh my god, y'all listening? We have someone from H-Town here. Yes!
Oh my god.
H-Town. Screwed up click, let's go!
Okay.
I actually did a whole like episode about like about the introduction of the introduction of like Chopped and Screwed. Like it was fucking
a visionary.
Great. Oh my god.
He
it was awesome.
Making experimental DJ music. Yes. That was still like hip hop based, but yes. Still like the samples that he used.
Yes.
Like no one
this man do- gets it. He, you guys, this, I'm making friends.
You're making friends. I'm so proud of you.
Wave, this previous, yeah. You know, like yeah. So many different genres.
Yeah.
You know, when people say the term slowed and reverb, I'm insulted by that.
Yes. Because I'm like, it's chopped and screwed, my boy.
It's called chopped and screwed.
It originated in H-Town.
Reverb? Is that a newer?
Well, because
reverb it's like a gentrified name.
I was is that a Columbus thing happening?
It's like EDM artists like stole it and they're like, oh, yeah, like this is a thing. And it's like, no, this is,
is
from H-Town, so please stop.
Oh, my God. Go ahead, Texas. Texas, stand up. Houston, stand up.
Yes.
Thank give it you. To y'all.
Exactly.
I'm still
exactly.
trying to figure out the Wi-Fi.
What's going on? Oh, my God, bro. Hand me that shit.
No. I got it.
Oh, okay.
It was lovely meeting you.
Yeah, so nice meeting you.
Yeah.
No, we are here every Monday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Cool. So come check us out. I won't be here because I'm going to Texas for a little bit, but, you know. I will be back, though. I'll be back. Yeah. Nice meeting you.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
God, look at that.
Did you make your friends?
Yes.
So proud of you.
I love it.
Aww.
But yeah, do you need help with the fucking
music?
Well,
what is slow and reverb? That's very interesting.
It's literally a gentrified version of Chopped and Screwed.
We should have a day where we compare those two music genres and see what's going on there.
Yes.
No, I don't know what's happening here.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Sorry, y'all.
Hand me the ox, bro.
Hand you the ox. All right. Just pass me the hookah. Just as long as
the playlist is linked in here, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, yeah. I'm just we're good, bro. Damn, I don't know how to do shit.
Well, let's see you get it on there.
I will.
Let's see you get it.
Yeah.
Get it, girl.
You know,
look at that face.
Okay, where were we? What song was he playing? Oh my god, bro.
Well, I can't get anything to come up, bro. So we're here.
He's in the jailhouse now?
That's right.
Alright. There we go. Alright. Bam.
Oh, bro, you still on it too.
I remember last election.
Yeah.
Jim Jones got an action.
Uh-huh.
Said he's voting for the man that paid the biggest price. Next day at the poll, he voted with heart and soul. But instead of voting once, he voted twice.
Uh-huh.
He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Steady him staying at home. Let no white folk business alone.
Where that night?
He's in the jailhouse now. You remember Henry Crewe?
Oh,
that
yeah.
Soul that no good knew. He sold it to the police on the beat. Now Henry's feeling funny. Police give him mob money. He's got a ball and chain around his feet. He's in the jailhouse now. Henry's shedding tears. He's in the jailhouse now. Play that thing.
Mm-hmm.
appreciate a little cheeky chance to meet.
Yeah.
Went to every cabaret in the town. He bought lots of liquor. Trouble got thicker. Now Sonny's jailhouse bound. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. If he's got a political friend, judge sentence he will suspend. He's in the jailhouse now. Jim Johnson likes to roam around, played with every gal in town, until he played it with Benny's wife. And Benny cut him in the face. Now it's a disgrace. But now he's graveyard bound. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Benny was his friend, place of letting that matter in. He's in the jailhouse now.
Thank you. catch a fire, catch a fire. You're gonna get burned.
Catch a fire.
Every time I hear the crack of a whip, my blood runs cold.
It's only a machine that makes money.
Slave driver, table is turned.
Catch a fire,
catch a fire. You're gonna get burned.
Catch a fire.
Slave driver, the table is turned.
Catch a fire,
catch a fire.
Welcome back
to Black on Black on Black.
And that was Slave Driver by Our Native Daughters. Good shit, right? That's a good song. That's a good song. Good job, DJ Queen.
I do what I can.
Yeah.
I do what I can.
She put those playlists together. Normally, she just fucking sucks, but...
Fuck you! Fuck you! My playlists are always on point.
Oh, God. Okay, but anyways, if you're listening for the very first time, this is Black on Black on Black. We're here every Monday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And this is D-Fantastic, and that is, you know...
DJ Queen!
Before we get into this next segment, as a reminder, what we're about to state, or, you know, when we talk about any of the political opinions that we have, it is just... D-Fantastic and DJ Queen's opinions not reflective of Radio Valencia in any way. So we want to talk about the shooting that happened recently. So 4 people were killed and 8 others injured in an attack on Sunday during a church service at the church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There was also a fire, which was insane, but the gunman himself was taken down within minutes. Thankfully, the investigators know who he is. We're not going to say his name because that's unimportant. But this man served in the Marines and was an Iraq war veteran. His family is cooperating with FBI 8 and, you know, invest- investigatives on the attack to figure out just kind of why it happened. Mm-hmm. What actually seemed to happen is this guy rammed his truck into two American flags of this church and then opened fire on hundreds of the worshipers. He then decided to use gasoline to set the building ablaze, and this killed 4 people, injuring 8 others, one of them which may be still in critical condition, and then this person was killed in a gunfight.
Crazy.
Churches, man. Like I'm not saying that there's any... And we talk about this so often because this feels like there's so many churches that just get shot the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like I'm not saying there's any place where mass shootings should happen. I'm not saying that at all.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it about churches and schools, man? It's like a weird, like, violation of, like, feeling completely at comfort, you know, I think. Because I think, like, you're so removed and when you go to church or school, that it's just it feels safe. It feels safer to me, quote unquote, right? This is just outside looking in than, like, I don't know, a grocery store or like a, right? You know? But it's like, it's those are like the places, and often children are in those places. It's fucking bizarre.
Yeah,
man. It is a bizarre.
It is really, like, the United States is a violent country, yes. But I've also talked to other people who come from countries that are experiencing pretty extreme levels of violence. Like, I have friends from Venezuela who talk about, like, yeah, it's very common to see, like, gun violence. It's very common to see guns. But you don't see people shooting up schools and churches.
Right.
They're like, that's not a thing that happens in our country that seems to happen here.
Right.
All the time.
Yeah.
And so it is just like, oh, it is... Man,
it's wild.
If there's nothing that signifies the poor mental health of a country to me, it's when people unload on people in a religious in places of that are supposed to symbolize safety,
yeah,
and like some sort of restoration and innocence, like schools and churches being like common sites where people commit these like mass shootings,
yeah,
is like and should be an unthinkable thing,
right?
And it's like it's not. I read this and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why isn't that happening? And I think to your point of this, I think like when people go to churches and schools, you know, I think that they're targeted a lot because of the cowardice, right?
Yeah.
Like they know that for the most part, people aren't just straight packing in churches and schools.
No.
You know?
That's another
thing. I mean, maybe in some churches, especially in the South, but like... Yeah. Churches that I've gone to in the South and shit, like that was not a thing. Like that is not a, like, yeah, it's just
they're also just known easy targets.
Yeah easy targets. So I mean, just keep these families in your thoughts. No one deserves to die like that, you know.
Mm-mm.
it's just horrible. But I wanted to bring up some statistics just to kind of briefly talk about just gun violence in general. So here's some interesting stats on guns in Michigan. So the overall gun death rate increased by 25% from 2014 to 2023. That's pretty big. Hmm. Michigan had this 22nd highest gun homicide rate in the country in 2023. So they're in the former half of gun violence. In 2022, there were at least 59 domestic violence-related homicides in Michigan. 58% were by firearm. Firearms are the leading cause of death among young people ages 1 to 17 in 2023
Michigan. And that's in Michigan.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And nearly half of all gun homicides occurred in Wayne County, which I think is around Detroit, even though it made up 17% of the state's overall population. And as a contrast, in California, the overall gun death rate increased by 8% from 2014 to 2023. So 8% versus 25%. California had the 7th lowest gun death rate in the country in 2023. Firearms were the 3rd leading cause of death among young people ages 1 to 17 in 2023. I mean, going from 1st to 3rd is not great. Like, that doesn't... feel great.
Yeah.
In 2022, there were at least 152 domestic violence-related homicides in California, with 53% of them being by firearm.
Yeah.
So California seems to be doing, you know, remarkably better, but... Yeah,
relatively.
But it's just... Yeah. So I... it's just crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. This country has such a history with guns. It is like such a embedded and like a deep belief that here that everyone should have access to a gun. Mm-hmm. That it's hard to think is there. I mean, I think there just needs to be a lot more regulations around who gets to own gun and guns and when. Like, 100%. I think there's no reason a child should be able to own a gun. Right. I think there's like no reason for, I don't even think there's really any reason for a child to learn how to use a gun.
Right.
You know, I think BB guns would be okay.
Sure.
I get people make this thing, well, what about hunting? Like, you can. It's not that serious now. We're not depending on hunting to live,
right? Yeah.
And this point in time,
sure.
And so I just do not think that children like that. I wasn't surprised that it didn't go from first to third, because I think anytime you have children and guns, you're just going to have a lot of deaths.
Yeah, yeah. I think the thing with hunting though is like, normally it's fucking rifles or shotguns.
Yeah.
Like that is hard for a kid to even just like play with. Right. Yeah. Like I'm not opposed to for hunting and shit like that, but like, you know, because most of the time the type of violence and death is just by handguns. They're much easier to operate.
Yep.
Like they're just much easier quote unquote toy to play with. You know?
Yeah.
Like you put your rifle in and like a gun safe because you just don't use it.
Yeah.
You know? You
don't carry it. It's kind of hard. Sometimes it's harder unless you know whether the safety is on and where it's at. It's like kind of, it's just hard.
No, you have to be aware of the gun.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah.
You really do. Like you can't just
pick it up haphazardly, you know, like it, and that happens with like small handguns.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I also think that it's so loose. Like there's no one coming into your house and making sure that you secure your guns in a safe way.
Right.
As far as I know, there's like no deep psychological tests required to own a gun.
No.
There's no reoccurring sort of psychological test required for you to keep a gun. Like there's just so many things that could be in place. Look, I felt like I had a harder time renewing my driver's license than I've seen people getting a gun.
Yes.
And that's crazy.
100%. And we talked about this last time when, you know, that nigga got shot. I was like, when I think of gun regulations, one of the things that I would like to do is have registrations like you would with your car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, you could even, if you really want to go above and beyond, like the casings on guns could be like traced back to particular guns, which then would be like registered to you. Mm-hmm. So like, even if you just sell it on the black market or, you know, free open or whatever, if your shit is found in the crime scene, my nigga, you are going to jail.
You're experiencing something.
You are. That is your fault. Unless you title changed your gun like you need to with the car.
Yep.
Like, you are at fault for this.
Yeah.
You know? And then there's also needs to be a way heavier regulation on 3D printing. Because right now you can't 3D print guns, but you can 3D print literally every aspect of guns. They're called ghost guns,
Yeah,
dude.
We should really talk about that.
Yes.
Because I think people
crazy.
I think people don't really understand the concept of 3D printing.
Yes.
And, like, how can someone 3D print a gun that actually works? And I think it's something for people to be real.
I found out about this through a really fascinating... So, Mariana Von Zeller, she's one of the greatest documentarians and journalists in our lifetime, and so she has this series called Trafficked, and she basically, like, every episode goes into the different type of like a trafficking industry, and one of them was guns, right? And fun fact, if you guys don't know this, there are more guns coming from the U.S. going into Mexico than the other way around.
Yeah.
We are the gun problem for Mexico. Mexico's what the fuck?
Which shouldn't seem surprising given how in love the United States are with their guns.
Right. But so just be aware, like, Mexicans are not coming over with guns. We are giving guns to Mexico.
We are the problem.
But so, like, apparently right now, if you own a 3D printer, you could get the recipe, whatever the fuck you want to call it, of a part of a gun and get it printed.
Yep.
And then you can put all that shit together and make a gun.
Yep.
Like, and so obviously, I think there's like regulations against like putting it all together and creating a gun. So, like, there'll be all these random like ghost gun raids that cops will do. But it's like your 3D printer should not be physically able to do that.
Yeah, that's crazy. The fact that it has the ability is like,
right.
You know, where people go too far with their machinery. Like, why are we creating technology that can do that and right. can circumvent going around the legal process
right.
for owning guns?
Yeah.
Like, why haven't we shut that down or yeah. found a way to, like, completely or at least made gun laws stricter?
Right.
Then make it stricter. Like, yeah. if you get found with that, oh, yeah. you about to go down for some heavy charges.
Right. It is wild. So, I think we just... We gotta do better, y'all. But I mean, we say this every time. I don't know how. How much else can I say? We gotta do better.
And I mean, even the history of gun control laws in California isn't stellar. The reason why we have strict gun controls laws is because of racism.
Yeah.
And the Black Panther Party.
Yeah, so, like, it's had nothing to do with like us being like, you know.
Yeah. So like the idea that California was ahead of the curve and recognized the dangers of gun because they're dangerous to all is the reason why. That's it. That's not it. So it just doesn't give me much hope that that universally across the country, like, we are going to implement grand sweeping gun control laws. I mean, even the death of Charlie Kirk, there's been no conversation about gun control. That's like the last. Never mind the way he died. Never mind the thing that he was saying when he died. Yeah. Never mind all of the commentary he has provided himself on, like, being against, like, gun control and that you actually need these killings. If these killings need to happen, then they need to happen.
Yeah.
That there's been no really in-depth conversation about like, oh yeah, maybe we should focus on gun controls. No, it's been on false stories about whether his housemate is his trans lover or not.
Yeah, I mean, look, when the Parkland shooting happened, I knew that was it.
Yeah,
I knew that.
Yeah.
If a whole slew of children can just get murked. And we didn't do anything. That's it. If that doesn't turn your stomach to make you do something, then that's it. You have a lack of empathy and sympathy that is beyond me.
Yeah, children
completely beyond.
Children came out during that time who were affected by that and said, like, please pass gun control.
And they are now 25 or whatever.
And
right?
And the government went nah.
Nah,
you're good.
Matter of fact,
here's more guns.
Yeah, here are more guns.
Let's make it open carry.
Texas.
So that way you can take guns into a classroom.
Texas has rolled back so many laws on guns now. It is wild. I'm serious. It's a wild, wild
West. I mean, I remember when y'all passed that thing allowing for students to carry guns in the classroom.
Yes.
I was like, that's crazy.
Well, also, did you know it is illegal to have like over like 6 dildos in Texas?
Not to put in a limitation on my pleasure.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Because if you knew like the various sizes, shapes, girth, ridges that dildos would come, you'd be like, 6 makes sense.
Yeah.
Like that to limit that.
6 is, yeah, you cannot. It became a law in 2003, my nigga. It's not like 1950 something. I heard
of one death by a nigga choking on a dildo. Like,
I've never heard of that.
I have yet to see that story.
Yeah.
Yet we're
until then.
Why? I should be allowed to have as many dildos as I can dream of.
Absolutely.
Because if I can dream of, I could 3D print it, I can have
bro,
it.
Bro, so I was in Texas going to the University of Texas when that law passed about like people being able to bring like guns in or whatever. Mm-hmm. There was a, when I'm telling you, like it was like almost riot type of shit at UT campus. And it all started because like all, you know, it's liberal as fuck at UT. All these people showed up with like hella dildos and they were like, fuck this. And then like the conservative students came out and started getting people's faces. It got crazy. People were getting hit in the face with dildos and shit.
That's
wild.
Incredible.
It was amazing.
People started showing up with dildos and being like,
all
right.
No, I didn't know the protest was happening, but all I remember is like I was walking through campus or whatever and shit was blocked off. All these car sirens and shit. I was like, what's going on? Oh yeah. People
the conservative with dildos students were like, not on my campus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not on my campus. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No. Yeah.
And so then it became like a thing for like that year, like people were just walking around with like dildos, like open carrying dildos.
You know,
it was
what?
Hilarious.
I love
that. I love UT, man.
I love that.
I love that.
You have to get creative about your protest.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I think that's an incredible, important part about protesting is that it needs to get
fantastic.
It needs to get sometimes ridiculous for people to understand, like, why the fuck I have to be out here doing this.
Yeah. Why do I have to have dildos in my arms like some Glocks, you know? Got the glizzies for real. I should have showed up with like a 12-foot like double-ended, just like bah, bah,
like nunchucks. Can you imagine being the conservative, God-fearing student showing up and getting knocked in the face
with the big black dildo?
The like ones that are kind of rigged.
The veiny ones.
Could you imagine just taking that to the face?
Honestly, though, this would unlock a kink for them.
Probably.
They would never be able to like get off without thinking about that.
Change your life, bro.
An alternative / goth looking black woman hitting you in the face with a big black dildo. Oh yeah, that dude's masturbating to that.
Didn't realize you were gonna be that kind of conservative, huh? Didn't realize you were gonna be that kind of conservative.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Good God.
Bring back kinks. Yeah. I hope everyone enjoyed Folsom this weekend, by the way.
Oh, that was this weekend?
It was this weekend.
I had no idea.
It was
good
this weekend. I saw some cute videos. Loved it.
Yeah. No, I had no idea. It wasn't very hot this weekend. So
no.
I hope the Super Bowl were not cold.
Nah. Hope never gets cold.
Yeah. Hope never gets cold.
Baby.
I'm so glad I'm over that age. You know, like 21 wearing like the short skirt.
Oh my God.
Like, because we actually believed that if we looked better, hotter men would hit on us. That's a lie.
Yeah.
You can wear fucking garbage, dude. We could have worn whatever.
Whatever.
At 21.
Could have worn a Barney onesie.
I could have shown up in like literally like a mental patient gown. Yeah. For sure.
And still got numbers. Been following you behind, but like, what that?
Yeah,
I see what you're working with in the back.
Yeah,
like your
ass is fat. You know, let me check out what them grippy socks do.
Man, when I think of all the times my mom tried to get me to bring a jacket, and I would always figure out how to leave it.
Oh, of course, yeah,
I would always figure out how to leave it. She could try three times, and I would always figure out.
For my kid, like, I'm just gonna tell her like once and be like, I know you're not gonna take this. I'm telling you, you should, but
and when you get sick, remember this moment.
Oh, for sure.
Remember this moment.
I'm going to help you, but you didn't have to do this.
No.
I promise you didn't have to do this.
Man, I remember getting stuck out in the city without no jacket.
No, I bet you were cold as fuck.
Oh, I was so cold. I don't think I've ever been that cold in my life.
Yeah.
And we decided to go to the beach for some stupid reason.
Oh, my God. Why?
We were idiots.
You know, just dicking around.
Just doing whatever.
Well, anyways, we're about
to close this out, D.
Yeah, we're about closed out. You want to give another shout out for the events real quick?
Yeah, so just as a reminder of what we got coming up this week, because there is quite a bit. Thursdays is First Thursdays in downtown San Francisco. That goes from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. First Fridays, this Friday's on October 3rd in Oakland. That will be on Telegraph between 27th and 22nd, 5 to 9:30 p.m. sharp. We have Oktoberfest in the Diamond District. That will be on Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then Hardly Strictly Friday through Sunday at Golden Gate Park in the Hellman Hollow, Lindley and Mark's Meadows in Golden State Park.
Hell
definitely
yeah.
Show up Fridays 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. and then Saturdays, Sundays 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yep.
Enjoy,
yep.
Folks.
Thank you for listening to our show. We'll be back next week. I won't because I'll be gone.
But I will.
And up next is Hell's Kitchen by John Hell. And also, it is John's birthday.
Birthday!
Check it out. He's always got some great shit. He has a great shirt on. A Napalm Death, of course. And so, look. If you want punk, funk, or junk, you can get it with John Hell. He is a music force to be reckoned with. So bring it on and enjoy. And we're going to close out with God Don't Like It by Blind Willie and Kate McTell.
Stay safe out there, y'all.
Some say the Johnny done cut whiskey out, but you can have a little wine. Most everybody gets on a drunk by drinking this old moonshine. Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Can't let that change. Some of our members get on a drunk, just speak their sober mind. And when they raise the devil, Lord, put all the blame on shine. Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Can't let that change. Some of our preachers just as bad as the members about the soul moonshine. They're trying to make love with every woman they meet, just fine and drinking shine. Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Can't let that change. Then some about cheering are naked, and the mothers never go. But the father makes that money by the road, but the women are the shiny gold. Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
It's scandalous and a shame. They said this yellow corn makes the best kind of shine. They'd better turn that corn to bread and stop that making shine. For God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Can't let that change. I know you don't like this song just cause it speaks my mind, but I'll sing this song just as much as I please, because I don't drink shine. Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Now God don't like it, and
I don't either.
Can't let that change.
Fit the battle of Jericho, you know the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your bonds of Gilead, talk about your man of war, but none like good old Joshua way around the walls of Jericho. Well, 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 Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, well, Jericho, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, you know the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 good old Jericho, oh, 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 Jericho, oh, 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 Jericho, down the walls of Jericho. You know Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, 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 the Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Well, 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 the walls come tumbling down. You know, the walls come tumbling down.